The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, if you're on hold, stay there. We got to figure some stuff out. First off, it's a straight-up Christmas miracle. Subway now has chicken salad landfill, or are you doing a bit?
No, they actually haven't.
I've been asking for chicken salad at Subway for years. That's tremendous.
They finally answered.
That's great.
They finally answered now, Jay.
Santa Claus, baby, coming to town. Listen, we started the program with me completely unaware of who the young man sitting next to Jeff was. his name is White Brian. And hello, Brian. How do you do?
What's going on?
In the
He's learned. He don't stand up to talk on the mic anymore.
Okay. Yo, Brian, you can pull the mic closer to you, pal.
Well, he's learned that now.
There we go.
Yes.
There we go. I think he just hit himself in the nose, but whatever. We're making progress. Now, Brian had been relatively uneventful outside of us just not knowing really who he was.
Kitchen.
The last 10 minutes were a rough run for White Brian. We walked into the kitchen, and somehow he just had the floor completely soaked. Like, you spilled, like, 4 gallons of water. What the hell happened?
He flooded the kitchen.
What happened in there, buddy?
Yeah, so the water dispenser on the fridge took a little bit to come out. So I put my cup sitting there and then went to the bathroom thinking I'd get back in time.
Number one or number two?
Number one.
All right, but it seemed like number two because there was a lot of water on the floor, dude.
You put about two, like, Jimmy, right, about 4 gallons of water.
Yeah, well, my issue was that it was about half full.
Did you clean it?
Yeah, it's fixed.
You didn't see him come out with, like, two paper towels? like these are the worst paper towels in the world provided here. they barely wipe up like a soda, and you had gallons of water on the floor, Brian.
Yeah, it was a tough cleanup.
Yeah, so that happened, and then I'm talking to CK and Drab for a second, and I look over, and B-Mitch is like, nah, man, over here.
He went all the way around. He said it was quicker.
Did you get lost coming back to the studio, Brian?
No, I've just been taking that same route since I've been here, and I guess there's a quicker
route. Have you not seen anybody else make that quick right there and come straight to the studio?
Maybe I did, but I just didn't put two and two together.
Brian, I mean this with all due respect. What is it you do here? How you have joined us in what capacity, sir?
I run the stream, and I'm putting out some videos.
Okay, cool. Let's hope...
They make it to the right place.
Let's hope water displacement and walking around an office are not part of those jobs. Appreciate you. Where are you from?
North of Philly.
North of Philly. All right. So you are new here. Do you like it here?
Yeah, I've been here for 2 years.
Okay.
My wife's from Bethesda.
Okay. Where'd you go to high school?
Holy Child.
All right. That's my neck of the woods. Shout out to Brian's wife. Let's please God hope she's smarter than him. Now we go back to the phone lines. Kurt is in Ashburn. What up, Kurt?
Oh, boy.
Hello, JP Kamusta. I would give 40% offense, 40% defense, and 20% special teams. And it's nice to see special teams play a role that they haven't previously this year. And I think the young guys are going to work out fine doing the returns.
I like that, man. I like that a lot. Thanks for the call, Kurt.
Hi, brother.
You know what else I would add? Is I watched Gonzalez in warmups for a while, and he was nails, dude. And it was windy and cold. And yesterday he just made extra points. They didn't ask him to kick any field goals, but it was the best I had seen him kick. Mm-hmm. I would say in pregame. And I was talking with one of the equipment guys that you know how some guys have to hold the net because there's all over the field in pregame. We just sat there and watched him. Drill him.
And listen, man. That guy in the sand. I got a great opportunity here.
And hell, no. Just had a baby.
And the mindset you have to have is, it could be here, or I would say 31, but no, probably 10 other places probably still looking for kickers.
Oh, yeah.
So you got to always understand that aspect. So, and when you find a good one, they're there for years.
A few things. Shout out to our boy Greg. It was great to see him and Declan this morning. He just texted us, oh, my God, the mall is packed. What the hell do you expect?
Greg, it's 2 days before Christmas, and everybody's idiots just like you and JP,
right,
who hadn't gone by anything yet.
Now, I have a plan. I should not have to go to the mall. That's my way
well,
around.
I'm going to tell you, the plan that you're trying to do is not going to work.
Did we just give away tickets or something? The phone lines just went ballistic. Jeff,
nah, they just
answer
wanna,
those.
They want to talk. But you are
damn good looking.
You're fooling yourself about thinking how you're going to get past this Christmas thing.
I will text you when I walk into the store and when I walk out. I will give you.
All I'm going to say, what you said you were going to buy, you better buy something else with it.
We'll see.
Or you may come in here looking like a raccoon when you come back after Christmas.
We have another friend of ours checked in just with me via text message.
Mm-hmm.
Said, I'm going to need a picture of Brian in that tutu.
And who is that?
I have already provided it to him.
Who is that?
Mr. Paul Henry.
I am not in a tutu because I have never put on a tutu.
Well, I like the Photoshop Kerwin made of you in a football uniform with a tutu on.
Paul, I took care of you. You can't go try to mess over me.
Paul, I think you got to print t-shirts. I mean this the right way. Line 5, I'm just answering this as, hello, what it says there? Okay.
Yeah, that's what he said and laughed. So I was like, okay, I get it.
All right, for the sake of anonymity, here we go. Hello, Amazon driver Hoko. How do you do?
Hey, JP, B. Mix, how are y'all doing today?
We're good, man.
We're
how
chilling.
You doing?
Yo, if you're driving Amazon 2 days before Christmas, how busy are you?
Yeah, you're working today, brother.
I'm delivering 500 packages today.
Woo!
Damn. What is
normal,
it like?
Normal days, normally around like 250.
Wow.
Damn.
Do you get time and a half or anything? That's a lot.
No, sir.
Damn. Sorry.
Yeah, you get time and a half. You get extra steps today.
Yeah, a lot of steps.
That's right. I get all my steps in. You're right, B-Mitch.
All right. What is your credit pie, Amazon driver Hoko?
My credit pie, I want to give just 100% to just the no give up. You know, they just always keep grinding.
Yeah. I'm with that.
And if I can say a couple more quick things. One, to B-Mitch. I met B-Mix yesterday. He took a picture before his pregame with my aunt. I want to thank him for that. It was awesome. Made her day.
Appreciate it.
And if I can do a quick bleep you real quick, I'm a veteran, and it's great at the game. They have a USO there, and they provide food and drink for all the service members and the their families, and I think it's awesome. But yesterday, one of the women serving the drinks was soliciting tips and letting everybody know that this stuff was free for them, and they should tip her.
She's hustling, so too, man. Everybody's got Christmas, bro.
To her.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, listen, good luck with the packages, and thanks for the call, okay?
Yep.
Hey, good luck, guys. Keep doing what you do.
Thank you, bro.
Commandante Tequila was already here, and now is on the phone lines. Hello, Commander. How do you do? Commander, nailing it. I'll put him back on hold, Jeff. I'll let you try to sort that out.
Yeah.
I do want to go around the league, B, because there's a lot going on that we need to make sure we're kind of aware of.
Mm-hmm.
I also want to have a discussion, maybe among the four of us, and maybe, hell, White Brian's involved now. just your favorite Commander's win this year, and if that's the same as maybe their best win. Because I think yesterday is pretty easy to be their best win.
Yeah.
Technically, it's the first one against
the team. But my favorite one is the Hail Mary.
Is it?
Yeah, because the way that thing ended at the last second, I can just tell you, I had a lot of emotions going in those last few seconds, dog. And when that thing hit, that was a special one, dog. What it did at that point, I know everybody told me, oh, yeah, you know, that's luck. You work at that stuff so much that, like, let's be real, golf. Tiger's son hit a hole-in-one the other day. That's luck.
Pretty wild.
Nobody called that luck, but that's luck. So the whole thing about it, when you keep practicing, you get a lot of good luck, right?
Yeah.
So this team been getting a lot of good luck this year based off a lot of people. And guess what? It's because they've been working their asses off.
So Lanville kind of touched on this on the show sheet here, that yesterday might be my favorite win of the year because it just showed such a tenacity and a resilience to have five turnovers. And then specifically for Jaden to throw that pick less than 4 minutes left and then to come back and still win the game.
Mm-hmm.
Just you talk about a Sam Cassell dance. And I love when people show their own personal force.
But watching him so far this year, I don't expect him to ever be, like, shook by anything.
I agree.
So watching him yesterday is what I've been seeing him do all year. And that damn Hail Mary took about 15, 20 seconds total.
Sure.
So to be able to – I watched somebody on shoulder yesterday in slow-mo. Dog, that dude did a lot of running for that. And then he let
absolutely,
that thing fly.
Man. Absolutely.
You know, so –
I still think, though, for me.
Are they favored because of the dude, what he was doing, talking all the trash to the fans, and then he go pop it right on that, you know,
oh, that
Noah
was
Brown.
Great.
That's why I love
yeah.
it. Yeah.
I don't know best or favorite or what. I still think Monday Night Football on the road in Cincinnati.
That was fun, too.
That was like a statement. That was a, yo, we're here, we're not going anywhere, and I'm a player in this league.
Yeah.
Specifically, the touchdown throw to McLaurin in the corner of that end zone.
The 10 drinks I got free that night and all the Bengals fans tell me how good our quarterback was, that made that feel good, too.
Yeah, man. That one to me, because if you
that
go –
10 drinks slipped past you, huh?
If you got to go back in the season. Now, that was a Monday night. So, Sunday night at Cincinnati, I did have one martini.
The Cardinals game was kind of special, too.
I think it was that run.
Yeah.
Cincy into Arizona, they were averaging 40 per. They kicked the snot out of the Cardinals. That thing was 42-14. Then they come back and followed up with a big win over the Browns. I honestly think that might have been when this team was playing their best football. That's why I was so encouraged. Two of their last three games, they've gone 36 or more. Like, they need this offense to be potent, to matter, not next week or the following week, but in 3 weeks. And frankly, I think if you can score 35-40 on Atlanta, that's a dub. I don't know that Penix could keep up with that. I certainly don't think Kirk.
I can tell you this. That little running back is a good one now.
Sure. Bijan can play.
Oh, he's good.
And you need the second half run defense to show up from yesterday,
yeah.
Not the first.
Yeah.
Phone lines are packed. We're coming to you. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley, and White Brian's here too.